Nevertheless, the Norbertines who rebuilt and revived the abbey hardly found themselves on a secure financial footing. In order to allow the community to survive, the young brothers of Leffe produced incense and ink, which they sold to their brothers throughout Belgium in order to just keep their heads above water. It wasn't an easy time, until Abbot Cyril Nace in 1952 met a beer brewer from Overijse, Albert Lotfoot. Lotfoot and the abbot joined forces and decided together to resurrect the ancient brewer's tradition of the abbey. As of that time, the beer was no longer made in the abbey itself, but in Albert Lotfoot's brewery in Overijse, naturally in close collaboration with the abbey. Moreover, respect for the authentic working method and ancient preparation processes were central. The first beer that was brewed was once again the Dark Leffe, the beer with which the abbey established its brewer's reputation over 600 years ago. Leffe Brown once again proved to be massively popular. Other types of Leffe were quickly brewed as well, such as Leffe Blonde, Leffe Triple, and Leffe 9 Degrees. In each case, beers where the pursuit of an intense taste experience plays a central role. Therein, Leffe today shows itself to be a worthy descendant of the curious and keenly experimenting brothers from the Middle Ages.